Ever noticed how some people effortlessly get their way while others struggle to make an impact? The difference often boils down to a handful of carefully chosen words. In a world where we make thousands of decisions daily, knowing exactly what to say at crucial moments gives you an almost unfair advantage in any interaction. The most powerful persuasion doesn't rely on complex psychology or manipulative tactics. It's about understanding how tiny language shifts can dramatically change conversation outcomes. When you grasp how the human brain makes decisions, you can align your words to create pathways of least resistance toward agreement. Our brains aren't designed for perfect logic. They're wired for quick, efficient choices. The subconscious mind processes information 500 times faster than our conscious mind, making split-second decisions before we're even aware of them. Think about your own important choices. Do you carefully analyze every option with perfect logic? Or do you often go with your gut and then rationalize that choice afterward? Research consistently shows that emotions drive decisions first, with logic following to justify what we've already decided. This explains why traditional persuasion techniques focusing solely on facts often fail. The most effective persuasive language works because it bypasses resistance and speaks directly to the decision-making part of the brain. One of the biggest barriers to effective persuasion is the fear of rejection. The magic phrase, "I'm not sure if it's for you, but," works brilliantly because it removes pressure while naturally increasing curiosity. When someone says, "You need to try this new restaurant," you immediately feel pressured and might resist. However, "I'm not sure if it's your kind of place, but I discovered this amazing restaurant," makes you lean in, curious to hear more. The psychological difference is profound. The word "but" in this phrase effectively negates everything before it. What your listener actually processes is closer to, "You might want to look at this." This approach either generates genuine interest by removing pressure or, at minimum, ensures consideration of your suggestion. Similarly, asking "how open-minded are you about" before introducing a new idea makes it difficult for others to reject your proposal outright, as doing so would contradict their self-image as open-minded individuals. Whether suggesting a restaurant, proposing a work project, or selling a product, creating this pressure-free environment significantly increases your chances of a positive response. We've all encountered people who believe they know everything, the overly certain colleague or the opinionated friend with limited information. When someone is entrenched in their position, direct contradiction rarely works. Instead, gently move them from certainty to doubt. Asking "what do you know about" questions their opinion's foundation rather than challenging their conclusion directly. If someone declares a business strategy won't work, inquiring about their knowledge of companies using this strategy often reveals their opinion stems from limited information. This technique allows the other person to save face while becoming receptive to new ideas. They're invited to share knowledge rather than feeling attacked. If their opinion was well-founded, you learn something valuable. If not, you've created space for new perspectives without triggering defensiveness. Remember, in persuasive conversations, either everybody wins or everybody loses. Moving someone from certainty to doubt often begins productive dialogue where new possibilities can emerge. People decide with emotion first, then logic. Something must feel right before making sense. The phrase, "how would you feel if," enables others to mentally time travel and experience emotions of future scenarios. When you ask about missing opportunities or having problems solved, you create emotional experiences that catalyze decision making. This technique works by presenting conditional future scenarios with contrasting outcomes. The greater the contrast between scenarios, the stronger the motivation. For visualization, saying "just imagine" activates the brain's image viewer, placing mental pictures that influence decisions. Specific, sensory, detailed language makes these visualizations more powerful. By helping people emotionally experience both the pain of inaction and the pleasure of making the right choice, you create compelling reasons to move toward good news or away from bad news, the two fundamental motivational drivers of human behavior. The words we choose don't just describe reality, they create it. By mastering key language patterns, you can transform hesitation into action and resistance into agreement. When guiding conversations, asking when would be a good time to assumes there will be a good time, making no seem like a non-option. This phrasing focuses on finding a specific time rather than inviting a yes-no response. When facing resistance, phrases like don't worry can visibly release tension. Most people leverages our desire for social proof, while what makes you say that shifts control back to you when facing objections. This approach taps into cognitive dissonance, the discomfort people feel when their actions contradict their self-image. If someone sees themselves as open-minded but rejects your idea without consideration, they'll likely hear you out to avoid this discomfort. These aren't tricks, but ways of working with human psychology. By removing friction points in conversation, you create space for genuine connection and mutual benefit. For closing conversations, if I can, will you, isolates objection conditions, while could you do me a small favor proves remarkably effective. People typically agree before hearing the request. When proposing new ideas, ask, how open-minded would you be about trying a different approach that could cut our timeline in half, instead of stating, I think we should try this new method? This gives people an apparent choice while waiting your preferred option. These language patterns aren't manipulative. They simply remove friction points that prevent positive actions. When used ethically with genuine intent for win-win outcomes, these magic words benefit everyone involved. The true power of persuasive language comes from consistently incorporating these techniques into your communication. Even when individual techniques only improve success rates by 5-10%, their combined impact across all interactions becomes extraordinary. Consider how often a single conversation changes everything, landing a job, starting a relationship, closing a deal. Success or failure frequently hinges on small language choices that either create resistance or remove it. Don't try these phrases once and abandon them. Practice until they become natural. Start with one or two phrases most relevant to your situation, use them consistently until they feel natural, then expand your repertoire. This approach works because it allows people to experience future consequences in the present moment. Most poor decisions happen when people disconnect current choices from future outcomes. By bringing those future feelings into the present, you help people make better decisions. Persuasive language isn't about counting more conversations, it's about making your conversations count. When you master saying exactly the right thing at the right moment, you transform both your results and the quality of your interactions.